His letters have formed the church more than anyone else in history other than Jesus. Paul was the last of the apostles. I believe the third thing we can glean from Paul this morning is that life in Christ is not easy. As a matter of fact, if life is too easy as a Christian, we've probably fallen away from God's will and wandered off into worldly living somehow. However, I want you to notice something. Look at all the other people just in our scripture today which were aligned with God's will and made this a success. You ever thought about that? We have those who helped Saul after he was blind get to Damascus. They weren't even named in the scripture, were they? We have the people that opened their home to this man who had been killing people that believed the way they did. Talk about faith. He lived there for 3 days, blind and fasting. Then came along Ananias. Talk about a step of faith. Ananias had to trust in God that this wasn't a trap. And it's because of Ananias, it's because of God's power through Ananias that Saul could now see. He relayed God's will for Saul's life to Saul and baptized him and fed him, and the scales fell from his eyes. Do you remember that scripture? Without each of these people, named and unnamed, being in line with God's will and then doing their task, Saul may have never become Paul. Well, when Jesus was on this earth, he called his disciples to become part of an incredible mission, folks. When Paul was on this earth, he asked not only the church, but all people to be a part of an incredible mission. Both of these missions were finding those people whose lives had no meaning, folks. People who were cut off from God through sin. And they believed, Jesus and Paul, in restoring them to a loving relationship with their Creator. You have a reason to exist, a wonderful cosmic purpose in your life. And you can achieve direction in life by connecting with Jesus Christ. He will give you a reason to exist, a significant purpose for living. I hope you hear that. So why do I exist? Why do I exist? Let's see if you can do it without my help. I exist to experience God's care for me through Jesus Christ, right? I exist to experience God's care for me through Jesus Christ. What's the next one? I exist to see. That's right. I exist to see what God is up to. And then I adjust my life to line up with God's will. Does that make sense? Can I get an amen if you understand what I'm saying there this morning? Let's pray. Dear God, we love you and we thank you so much for all that you do in our lives. Open our eyes, dear God. Open our eyes and our hearts and our ears to be able to find your will and what you're doing in the world around us. And then give us the strength to move into that will and accomplish great things for you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Next week, a life of enthusiasm as we continue to examine our uniqueness and value in God's eyes. So make sure you come back for that. Would you please stand with me for our song of invitation? Lead on, O King Eternal, and let's sing verses 1 and 3. Number 580.